So I know a lot of people are doing investing in the last however many years, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Warren Buffett is the king of investing, and others, and you know, there's a lot of books about investing. Uh-huh. So yep. Everyone should get The Intelligent Investor. That's a great book to get up on, you know.
For sure.
It's an old school book. But what I want to talk about really is your man Jeff Bezos. Right?
Yeah.
Tell me something.
Mr. Amazon.
Mr. Amazon.
Mr. Same Day Delivery.
Yeah, y'all right there in your neighborhood, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yep.
So Jeff Bezos, the executive chair of Amazon.com, Inc., has sold a significant portion of his holdings in a company. According to a recent SEC filing, Bezos disposed of 5.8 million shares of Amazon stock valued at $1.23 billion.
Yeah.
What?
Dollars.
Yeah.
And that's still a small piece of the pie.
So it looks like the transactions occurred over 2 days from November 6th and November 7th, 2024. Mm. The sale price ranged from $200.39 and $211.56 per share.
Yep, that's about right.
Following these transactions, Bezos retained ownership of over 920 million shares of Amazon stock.
Yes, sir.
That he still has.
That's crazy, man.
So you know what's funny about that is there's a lot of theories going around about why he sold, and he's been selling you know lump sums of shares for the last few years, and it's been documented. One of the theories that has been floating around is he's really been trying to purchase a team.
Really?
He's been wanting to purchase a team for a while. Yeah. So with so-called NBA expansion coming up. Mm-hmm. LeBron's interested in, a couple other markets. WNBA's been expanding. Pat Mahomes is behind a big expansion group to bring a WNBA team to Kansas City. I wouldn't be surprised if my man Jeff gets into the market as well, trying to purchase a team.
Right. And last week you guys talked about them bringing a women's baseball league.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. That's coming.
That's coming ASAP.
Yep. Yeah, even in Grand Rapids, we get there building a stadium for the soccer team.
Yep, the soccer.
It is coming down.
Yeah,
they just did some ground, I think. Yeah, they actually did.
I thought Bezos was in the was going to be in the market to try to buy the Celtics.
Man, me too, because they up for grabs right now.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of back and forth about what he wants to do, but me personally, I think that's a big play that he wants to get into.
Okay, so it looks like the sales were conducted under Rule 10b5-1 trading plan that Bezos adopted earlier this year. This plan allows insiders to set up trading schedules in advance to sell stocks, thereby avoiding concerns about insider trading. Mm-hmm. So he mapped it out so he could sell so many.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta put that in there.
But when you already got it from ground level,
it don't matter no more. Yeah.
He got a lot of his stock from when he was still in the garage. Yes. So I guess it really doesn't matter when he sells.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know. You just gotta do it fairly. 58 million.
Or else serve some time like good old Martha did.
They did Martha dirty.
But then, like, for him to, if he planned this out, he strategically planned it after the election. So that doesn't seem weird.
Well, I mean,
I think it's a quarter play though.
Right.
Okay. Fourth quarter. So your first quarter. Other stock, NVIDIA.
Yeah.
NVIDIA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. NVIDIA's through
Congratulations.
The roof.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Nah. It's tech wars going on right now. Yeah. It's a lot of tech wars going on right now. Microsoft, Google, Apple.
Oh my God, Apple was stupid.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of talk in the tech world about companies going at it. So, we'll see what goes on, especially with the new regime coming in next year. There's a lot of speculation that certain stocks are going to go through the roof, especially with Elon Musk. Tagging along,
man.
And trying to get his whatever he has
getting
going
the big
on
boys
with
club.
Starlink, Starlink and SpaceX going. We'll see what happens, but it's going to be interesting.
So what's your advice for people who are looking at a Jeff Bezos and all of these investments going up? So what's your biggest advice to people right now?
Right now, I would tell people to really pay attention to just kind of things that they buy on a day-to-day basis. You know, really do some research and look into, you know, certain sectors that are, you know, beneficial towards their day-to-day lifestyle, healthcare, tech, anything like that. Right now, you know, usually when a new regime comes in, it's a good time to strike while the iron is hot. I'm not going to give you any real advice right here because I ain't trying to have nobody call up to the radio station saying I lost a bunch of money. But I would say that there's definitely an opportunity to, you know, get something going and change the outcome of, you know, your life and, you know, the generations after you with a smart play.
Sportsman Jones / investor.
Great equalizer.
Great equalizer.
So, yeah, so everyone should have some stock or get into purchasing some stock.
Start doing research.
I think we all investors at this table.
Oh, for sure. For sure.